Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Warning: Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. So, funny thing, you may notice that this is a John-only episode again this week. I know Olivia was supposed to be back with us, but I swear the universe works in some crazy ways. Olivia actually had to go into work on a night that she normally does not work. And unfortunately, you know, with what she does for a living, a little hard to record a podcast while you are working. So this is going to be a John-only episode, but there's a few different things going on this episode outside of some of the stuff that we normally do. So a couple of weeks ago, or about a month ago, or maybe more than that, I don't know, time escapes me a lot of the time, but we did a Facebook Live, and one of the things that we heard is that people actually really like the two-part episodes or the multi-part episodes. So the great news is that's exactly what I have for you this week. It's going to be a two-parter. So even though Olivia is not here with us today, she will be back with us on Thursday. We will break down any thoughts, kind of recap this episode, and then jump into the second part. So again, really appreciate you hanging out with me. I know there's been a lot of solo episodes on this end this month. I know, you know, some of you are probably like, geez, can we get, you know, somebody in there with John? I'm sure you're kind of sick of just hearing me by myself, but if you are listening, I really do appreciate you rocking it out with me. And if you know anything about me, if you've been listening to this podcast for long enough, you know that I hate missing episodes if we don't have to. And also, I just love doing this podcast. I love putting out content for the people who listen and, you know, want to make sure that we're putting out absolutely as much as we can. So please just know that we appreciate you so much for sticking with us and kind of riding through this weird time. You know, this is the first time in, geez, the over 3 years we've been doing this podcast where there has been these kind of scheduling things coming up. But like I said, we're making it work absolutely the best we can. So thank you for hanging in there with me. Also, I have to say, you guys, I'm super looking forward to covering this week's case. This actually took place in my home state and I was not familiar with it in the slightest. So as I was going through, I was like, how did I not know about this case? So we'll go ahead and jump on into it here in just a moment. But again, if you're listening, just hope you're having a great week. Hope everyone is doing well, staying healthy, and not a whole lot of time for the Gabby Gabby. So we'll get to the Stabby Stabby. Let's go ahead and break it on down. For this week's case, we're headed to Newaygo, Michigan. Now, Newaygo is a small town on the west side of the state, north of Grand Rapids. It's a close-knit community known for its 234 lakes and 356 miles of river. It's also home to over 100,000 acres of natural forest. On July 17, 1989, Bob Siders was leaving home, heading to his graveyard shift at the Pepsi-Cola bottling plant at around 10:30 p.m. But before he left, he said goodbye to his daughter, 18-year-old Shannon. Shannon Marie Siders was born on March 31, 1971. Her parents had divorced 14 years prior, and Shannon had grown up living with Bob and her grandmother. Shannon was petite with dark hair and described as sweet and kind, and because of this, she had many friends. And after Bob had left for work, Shannon left home to meet some of those friends at a nearby river to swim and party. But when Bob returned home from work at around 8:30 the next morning, his daughter was nowhere to be found. Panicked, he immediately began calling Shannon's friends and their parents, asking if they had seen his daughter. But no one knew where the 18-year-old was. So Bob drove to the closest Michigan State Police station to report his daughter missing. Now authorities were looking for Shannon, and in the small community, tips and rumors were abundant. One tipster told police that Shannon was hiding out in a local drug house, claiming that she didn't want to return to her father's home. Now, this was a plausible theory, as Shannon had run away from her father's home before. 2 years prior, Shannon had gotten into an argument with Bob and left the house, but she had only gone to a girlfriend's house and stayed for about 2 weeks, and she called her relatives to let them know where she was and that she was safe. But when investigators went to the home, they found that this was in fact a different woman named Shannon, not the missing teenager. Meanwhile, Bob continued to do what any parent would do. He searched for his daughter, posting missing persons flyers all over town in hopes that it would lead to the tip that would find Shannon. But there was still no sign of the missing girl, and it would be months before there was any movement in the case. Then, on Labor Day weekend of 1989, two young men were walking through the woods. They had made their way off of any kind of beaten path when they noticed something on the forest floor. It was two separate pieces of identification, and both had the name Shannon Siders written on them. These individuals notified the police, and an officer was dispatched to investigate the scene. This officer also located a pair of women's blue jeans near where the ID cards were located, but Shannon was still nowhere to be found. However, investigators were familiar with the area. It was known locally as the Pit, and it was a well-known party and hangout spot for teenagers in the town. In fact, Shannon's father, Bob, had hung out in that same spot when he was a teenager. Bob even searched the area himself after the items were discovered, looking for a body or a shallow grave. But like the police, his search came up empty. Then, on October 15, 1989, Bob's greatest fears would become his reality. While home with his then-girlfriend, his phone rang, and on the other line was the owner of a local bar and restaurant. She informed Bob that a body had been found, telling him they believed it was Shannon. You see, in Michigan, deer hunting season had begun, and apparently a hunter had been walking through the south end of the Manistee National Forest, the exact same location where Shannon's ID cards had been found a month prior. While trekking through the woods, the hunter made a gruesome discovery: skeletal remains of a human body. Now, of course, the hunter did the right thing, and he quickly notified the Michigan State Police. Bob arrived at the station right around midnight, and investigators were waiting to greet the distressed father. While speaking with detectives, Bob learned that if he had walked only about 150 feet further into the tree line while searching the pit, he would have discovered Shannon's remains himself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Shannon Sider's body was found almost 3 months to the day after her disappearance. The local medical examiner was called in to perform an autopsy. Their report would show that Shannon had suffered from several injuries in multiple locations. She had been brutally beaten, and the cause of death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head. There was also evidence to suggest that Shannon had been sexually assaulted, as her remains were found on her back with her legs spread apart. Her shirt had been pulled up and her panties were found pulled down around only one leg. But most disturbingly, the skin around her genitalia seemed to have been cut, suggesting that her body had been mutilated. Police now knew that they were dealing with a killer, and Bob was now dealing with planning his daughter's funeral. In an interview with the television program Cold Case Files, Bob said that he couldn't bring himself to look at his daughter's remains. And I have to tell you, as a father, I can imagine that that's not the way that he would want to remember his daughter. And when it came to picking pallbearers, Bob was conflicted. He believed that Shannon was killed by someone who knew her, and he worried that he might choose the person who took his child's life to participate in her funeral. Instead, Shannon's casket was carried by her female cousins. During the funeral, Bob warned the teenagers in attendance not to go out alone until Shannon's case was solved, saying, "There's somebody around here that kills people for whatever reason. It may have been a one-time thing, but we may have another funeral and still not know who the killer is." Friends also wrote letters to Shannon, and they were placing her casket to be buried with her. After the funeral, the Michigan State Police Behavioral Analysis Team got to work trying to build a profile of the killer. The unit believed that Shannon was most likely killed by someone in her age group, potentially someone Shannon knew. There was also the possibility that the murder was carried out by more than one person, and they believed that what happened to Shannon was sexually motivated. Now, in many cases, a killer may take a memento from their victim. Shannon always wore a class ring. Bob searched the house but was unable to find it, and it also was not discovered on or near Shannon's body. Meanwhile, the town of Nuevo was on edge. Again, this was a small community, and a well-liked, innocent girl had been murdered. Rumors swirled, especially amongst teenagers, and the killer could have potentially been anyone. Investigators continued to work the case and were attempting to build a timeline, and a forensic entomologist was called in. Now, I know that we've talked about it before, but an entomologist examines what types of bugs and larvae are found on a body. They also look at what stage of the life cycle that those insects are in, and this can help to determine when a victim may have been killed. In Shannon's case, the examination determined that she was killed within the last few weeks of July up until the first week of August. Investigators also needed to know who Shannon was with before she died. They were able to determine that she had been hanging out with a group of teenagers the night before she disappeared. Each one of these kids were interviewed and subjected to polygraphs. And with that information, detectives were finally able to get a clear picture of Shannon's activity on that night. After Bob left for work, Shannon left to meet her friends. Now, these were local kids who had all gone to high school together, and there was three cars between a group of about eight teenagers. At some point, they ended up at the spot in the woods known as the Pit. They spent the night drinking and smoking pot and driving along the trails in the woods. Then at some point in the evening, Shannon decided that she wanted to go home. So she accepted a ride from Paul and Matt Jones, two brothers who had grown up just south of Newaygo, with the intention of going back to Shannon's house to drink some beers and watch movies. But according to the Jones brothers, they just ended up dropping Shannon off. In an interview with police, they described Shannon's house, telling investigators that the porch light was on out front and that it appeared someone was inside watching TV. They also told police that the family dog was running back and forth in the front window. To test this, investigators actually took the same route to the Siders' home that the kids would have taken. When they arrived, they too could see the TV through the window, the porch light was on, and the dog was indeed running back and forth through the window. Their story seemed legit, and then both Paul and Matt took polygraphs and passed, so both would eventually be cleared as suspects. As time went on, the leads began to dry out. Fewer tips were coming in, and eventually the case would grow cold. But Bob Sider wouldn't let his daughter be forgotten. Instead, he fought to keep her case alive, and in April of 1990, he commissioned a billboard with his own money off the interstate which read, "Who Killed Shannon Siders?" with the Michigan State Police number listed below in big, bold font. Bob was also able to get about 40 local businesses to ask the same question on their signage. So if you think about driving past a Dairy Queen, instead of that sign, you know, telling you what this month's blizzard is, it simply asked, "Who killed Shannon Siders?" By this point, Bob had spent about $10,000 on his solitary search. He had cashed out his life insurance policy and was struggling to pay for a headstone for his daughter. At the time, he said, "I'm not going to pay for a wedding or presents for my grandchildren. I'm spending it now instead of over the next 30 years. Now, Bob Siders didn't know it yet, but it would take over 20 years to finally get the answers that he was looking for. And folks, that is part one of our two-part case, so we will be covering the rest of this on Thursday. But, you know, I did want to share some initial thoughts with you, some things that were going through my head as I was doing the research there. And, you know, the thing that really stuck with me is just how badly I felt for Bob Siders. You know, to think that you've been taking care of this little girl her entire life, you know, you have gotten full custody, you've raised her. Yeah, sure, there's been problems along the way, arguments and things like that, but that just comes with being a parent. You know, I remember fighting with my mom plenty of times, you know, over things that, you know, you look back now and are like, yeah, it don't really matter, you know, but to be a parent who goes to work just like any other night and you don't think anything about it and you come home and your child is missing, it's just absolutely terrifying. And to know that, you know, that they're missing for months at a time, like, just thinking about what a constant like sense of dread and like fear in your mind racing for months on end, you know, and sadly his worst fears did come true. You know, he lost his daughter. Shannon is no longer with us. So, you know, being a father myself, just putting myself in his shoes, I just can't imagine the hurt and the pain that his family and himself were going through. And, you know, It's just hard to imagine, you know. And then the other thing that you think about is Shannon. She's 18, you know, just doing what normal 18-year-old kids do. They, you know, go out with their friends and, you know, drink a few beers, maybe smoke some pot every, you know, now and again, or, you know, but this is stuff that, you know, for a lot of kids, it's just part of, you know, growing up. And it's like a phase that you go through. And, you know, to think that she just wanted to go out and have a good time. You know, she just wanted to go hang out with her friends and she never got to come home is absolutely heartbreaking. So I am very excited to go over part two and kind of break down how the story comes to a close. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. What is, you know, your opinion of this case so far? Where does the murder of Shannon Siders fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to hang out with you, get to know you a little bit better, spend some time with you. We say it all the time, but it is the best place on the internet. Also, special shout out to friend of the podcast, Angel. She's been a member of our community forever. She is also the host of the Glow podcast, which is GLOE. You can find that on Instagram at the Modco SC. That's at the MOD COSC. But Angel has agreed to be kind of our birthday group czar that we were talking about the last episode. So we're currently working on ways that we can kind of get everybody's birthday information there so we can have those celebrations online again and just, you know, find more ways to make our community really feel like just that. So thank you for being willing to volunteer and be on the lookout for that, because we will have that hopefully here soon. And y'all know that we love hearing from you. And so I did want to take the time, even though this is usually Olivia's job, I wanted to go ahead and read a Spotify comment that was left for us. So this comment actually came from one of our True Crime for the Short on Time episodes called Murder in Amish Country. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but unfortunately, someone from the secular world came into this community, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, and took a woman's life. It was a very sad story. And you know, especially with this certain group of people being affected in this community, it's things like this don't, you know, happen a whole lot. And Safira on Spotify said, "This one is so sad to me. He was someone that they trusted from the secular world and he betrayed them. I feel horrible for their Amish community." And I could not agree with you more. You know, when you are living in that kind of community and you are so isolated, and not just, you know, physically, right, or space-wise, but when we think about mentality or the way that we live, you know, we're that community is isolated from a lot of the more modern secular world, right? And so when you do have, you know, people that you trust, when that trust is broken, it's got to hurt in a way that, you know, a lot of people may not be able to relate to. So I did want to say, Safira, thank you for leaving that comment and giving us your input. We always love hearing from you. So if you would like to leave us a Spotify comment, you can send us an email at contact@checkthelockspod.com. We always love getting that feedback. You can also drop us a Apple Podcast review if you'd like. We are always looking for those 5-star reviews. They help us get into other shows, recommendations, you know, help new listeners find the show and things like that. So if you want to leave us that 5-star review, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. Got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, then Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, throw us a few nickels or dimes, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks to get signed up today. And as always, if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, and sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that's you, you're listening, you're encouraging other folks to listen as well, just know that we appreciate that more than we could ever tell you. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth. And when you share the podcast, that's exactly what happens. So again, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That is all that we have for part one of this 2-part case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will be back on Thursday with the remainder of this truly terrifying true crime case. I promise Olivia will be back with us. But until then, please make sure you're checking those locks. Stay safe out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.